Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Rock Radio. Nice to have you with us today. We are going to welcome back Rashid Coleman, who was with us a week or so ago. He's an amazing gentleman who has a remarkable story to tell. We talk to a lot of coaches on these broadcasts, and we learn a lot from them. And these shows that he did last week and this week are really all centered around the fact that this is the Valentine period of our life, you know, everybody spreading Valentine cards and talking about love. That's what Rashid Coleman talks about, love. It's really so important to him. He is a certified holistic life coach, and he is a mind-body practitioner who specializes in overall personal transformation. He really is an absolutely amazing guy with an amazing story to tell, and I think you're going to be really remarkably surprised to hear what all he has to say. It's just amazing. He has great testimonies from folks that he's worked at and worked with over the years, and we've been going through. He has a wonderful website, and let me just give you an idea of some of the kind of things that people have to say who have worked with him. Here's one from Michael Lee, who says, "I've known Rashid for only a year now. I am nowhere near the man I was. I have made more progress than I ever thought possible in ways I never, ever imagined. He was and still is a crucial part of that, and has showed me how incredible and vast love truly is." Here's another one. "I've known Rashid for 2 years. This is from Caitlin, and she says she's known him for 2 years. She's never known a more loving person in my entire life. He has the innate ability to bring immense amounts of peace within him and into any situation while always seeking to help every soul around him. She says, I know my life wouldn't be the same if the universe had not put Rashid in my path, and I am honored to not only call him my spiritual counselor, but also my friend." Those are just some of the things that folks have to say about Rashid. He is a remarkable guy, and as I pointed out, he was with us just a week or so ago. He believes in love, and we're going to get into that right now. He thinks love is the greatest healing force there is, and you can only give love to others to the depths that we have found in ourselves. Self-love is the master key to a happy and fulfilling life. Rashid, it's really great to have you with us today. We're going to pick up, you know, where you left off. You know what? I just clicked on my control room, and Rashid has he's not there. I don't know where he went. What happened, Rashid? I'm going to have to get him back on here. We were connected, and all of a sudden, he has dropped off the planet. All right, we're going to... How we do that? Yeah, I'm going to dial him back again. Here we go. Let's see if he answers the phone. He's got to answer the phone for us. So please, Rashid, come back, come back, come back. All right, I'm vamping to see if he's going to answer the phone. All right, let's see. All right, hopefully there. The phone got answered. Rashid, are you there?
I am.
Rashid? Hello, are you? What happened?
I have no idea. I was speaking, yeah, and it just, I don't know.
Yeah, all right. Well, we're glad to have you. Listen, I gave a great introduction to you. You probably didn't hear it. But as I pointed out, and I've read some of the testimonials about your work with folks, obviously you do great things with people. And I pointed out that you believe love is the greatest healing force there is, and we can only give love to others to the depths that we've found in ourselves, and that self-love is the master key to a happy and fulfilling life. Let's talk about that. What do you do to help people? You are a certified holistic life coach and a mind-body practitioner, and you specialize in overall personal transformation. That's quite a statement. What do you do to help people? Let's talk a little bit about that.
It all starts with just the concept of self-love, because the amount of self-love that we have for ourselves, it determines so many things. It determines, you know, how we see ourselves, our self-image, how we express love to others, how we show ourselves in the world, how confident we are. And so by being able to help people recognize where they have limiting beliefs or where they have disempowering thoughts about themselves or unloving thoughts about themselves, and helping them realize where those generated from, because we didn't start off thinking any kind of negative things about ourselves. Those things are projected onto us by our environment. And so by helping people recognize that the things that they have been thinking about themselves that's been holding them back are thoughts that they picked up from someone else, you know, I remind them that, you know, our bags weigh nothing. It's only, things are only heavy when we're carrying around someone else's baggage. And all we have to do is let it go.
All right. Do me a favor and give me an idea of what is going on with some of the clients who come to seek help from you. What kind of situations are they in? Typically, I'm trying to find out, you know, what brings people to you? What makes them feel that self-love is something? They may not even know what you're talking about when we talk about self-love. But give me an idea of what kinds of clients you get and what they're going through at the time they come to see you. How about that?
A lot of times what most people are generally dealing with is they feel that they're in a place in their life where they felt stuck or they felt trapped in a situation, or they have just events or experiences in their lives that they're going through that they don't really know how to deal with and how to handle. And so by having someone else that can give a different perspective onto things, it helps them out so much. I've had people that have, you know, been suffering from grief, and grief is something that I've had to deal with a lot in my life, and from my own personal experiences, and being able to share my perspective on those kinds of things, been able to help a lot of people out. People that have had relationship issues, you know, my wife and I, we have an incredible marriage, but we had to work up to it. We had our own, you know, our own problems and our own challenges that we faced during our marriage. And the things that we've learned and the ways that we've grown together has been able to help other couples. People with dealing with their own, especially their self-esteem issues, and helping people achieving goals that they set, like they want to do things, but they don't know how to get started, or they don't believe in themselves. They don't believe that it's possible for them. And being able to just pour love into people and create a space that they can grow in, you know, because sometimes we have these self-limiting doubts and these things that keep so small. And by being able to have someone come into your life that sees you as a limitless being, that sees the ultimate potential that you could have, and creating a space that you feel that it's possible, you feel that you're deserving and worthy of these incredible blessings that can come into your life. And that's the main thing. It's helping people understand that the blessings that are meant for us, they will forever be blocked if we don't feel that we're deserving of them. They can't come to us if we're pushing them away.
Well, you know, hearing what you talk about, I'm sure almost everybody at times in their life has feelings of that, like that, you know, that they're not satisfied, things aren't going the way they want them to, they're disappointed with their own selves, they have no self-esteem. Their periods, the people have it. It happens. I love the way you open your website and you point out your name is Rashid Coleman, and my entire life, all I have wanted to do is help people and make the world better.
Yeah.
And then you go into a discussion about your background a little bit. It's very interesting. Why don't you talk to me a little? Tell me a little bit about your background. It'll help people understand where you're coming from, okay? You've had a lot of trauma in your life and your childhood, haven't you? Didn't you?
Yes, sir. You know, so I was born in Oakland, California in 1984, and that was at a time where that area was essentially an urban war zone. crack had hit the projects, and that's definitely where I was living in at the time. And so, you know, I grew up around a lot of violence and a lot of gangs. I remember being chased around when I was like 4 years old. I ended up becoming a ward of the state of California. My mother was, you know, someone that was challenged with drug addiction, and it got me placed in foster care. And so I bounced around foster care for a little while there. And when I was 5 years old, got to get back with my mother, and we moved all the way to the East Coast of Maryland. And I ended up catching spinal meningitis when I was 7 years old there and almost died. I had to get life-flighted to Children's Hospital in Washington, D.C. And we ended up moving back to California when I was in my sixth grade. And, you know, back into that urban environment, and lots of gangs, lots of drugs. I started getting bullied. I ended up joining a gang just to, like, be able to be protected. And I ended up going to juvenile hall at one point in time. And once I got out of there, I had to spend the night and went to go stay with my father in Sacramento. And I got in more trouble out there. And then while I was in Sacramento, my mother moved to Southern Arkansas. And I came to Southern Arkansas. And as soon as I got here, I was getting into fights. And, you know, I ended up really deciding that something had to give when I was as a senior in high school, and I ended up deciding to join the Navy. I almost messed that whole process up because I got into a fight and broke my hand right before I was supposed to go to boot camp. And, you know, after that, it was, you know, my experiences that I had while I was in the military and, you know, dealing with things with my ex-wife. My ex-wife had an affair, and I almost got put out of the Navy because I got myself into some problems with alcohol, and I had to make changes, and
wow,
that was
yeah. That sounds bad, really bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, as thanks for explaining that to us.
Yeah.
You point out that at the age of 33, you're still in your 30s. The age of 33, you had your initial spiritual awakening. Tell me about
yes.
that.
Yeah, so that started from my own little dark night of the soul period. My wife had an affair. I found out about the affair in the following year. From that, I went through this very, very, very low period. And I got so low to the point that I actually had these, you know, these ideas of suicide. And I realized, like, no, things have to change. And we ended up making a change after going through a separation period in our relationship. And it caused me to really focus on changing how I was, because during that time, from all the pain I was going through, I became really volatile, and I realized I had to get control of myself. And so I really started pouring love into myself and really taking time and working on the things that I knew I needed to heal. And then in 2020, as we continued on, my wife and I both had this very spiritual experience where there was, you know, this beautiful lightning storm, and we were hugging each other in the rain, and we kissed, and there was this washing away feeling that I've never felt before in my life. And I had a mentor at the time, and she helped me get some understanding of what we experienced, and I started looking more into different things. And as I continued to grow, I started to find more teachers and start putting the things that I was learning from them into practice. And as I did, I started recognizing how much I was healing. And as I was healing, I started recognizing how much my wife was healing. I started, and how much my family and how happy everybody started to be. And then from that, I took the things that I had learned and I started sharing them with my friends. And then my friends started having healings, and they started coming into happier relationships, and they started having better success at work, and they were just feeling better and happier. And I realized that I had a process that worked, and I wanted to hone my skills, and so I decided to find a course that was for holistic life coaching, and I ended up finding one that was based out of Australia, and it was amazing for me. It completely had everything that I needed in it, and we had to do practice sessions during it. And when I was doing my practice sessions with people, the feedback that I was getting was so incredible. And just the feedback that I was getting from the answers that I was giving to questions, it made me realize that I had a greater skill to be able to be of service than I originally thought. And that gave me confidence to keep going and create the business, you know, Loving Transformation Life Coaching. And with that, you know, I've continued to learn, and I've continued to figure out more and greater ways of actually being able to help people and being able to explain things to people. And that's what's been so fascinating, the constant process of growing.
That's quite a story. Let me ask, did you have some people who were helping you when you were having all these problems? Did you have a coach like what you're doing for other people? Did someone do the same thing for you that really helped you in those days?
I did not, but what I did is I sought out I felt that I wanted to be transcendent, you know, to move beyond normal, everyday human condition. And so I decided to look up transcendent minds and learn from them. And so I was extremely motivated to just grow and heal and just grow more into loving, you know, myself. And that was a big, big, big portion of it from the jump, was pouring love into myself and accepting myself and forgiving myself. Because if I wasn't able to do that, how would I be able to do that for others? You know, and that's what it was. It was making sure I removed any blockages that could separate me from someone else.
You know, when you talk about pouring love into yourself, explain to me what that involves. What's that really like? People listening to us may not grasp how one does that. How did you do that?
So,
explain it.
So one of the ways was through mind and heart coherence. It was through self-regulation, because what we have to be taught to do is to think of things that generate heart-based emotions, and those heart-based emotions make you feel something that is akin to love, and you're literally causing yourself to think and feel in a different way, to feel at a greater state. And I consistently and diligently did that. I kept bringing myself back to thinking and feeling the way that I desired to feel. And I was giving love to myself by doing that, by constantly focusing on the things that I enjoyed, focusing on the things that I liked, doing the things that I enjoyed, staying away from things that made me feel badly. And when I recognized that I was having thoughts that didn't make me feel good, I addressed those. I stopped giving those kinds of thoughts second thoughts, because that's unloving to myself. When my body wasn't reacting kindly to the foods that I was eating, I stopped eating those foods because my body was telling me it didn't like it. And I finally started really paying attention to how everything that I was doing was affecting me. And if it didn't make me feel good, I realized that wasn't loving to me, and I stopped doing it.
Well, that's really pretty amazing. Let me ask you how you go about starting to help people when they come to you for help. An initial session with you like when you first meet and begin to work with them? What happens?
So when I give my free consultations, I give free consults, and the very first thing that I always teach people is I teach people self-regulation. That's the first thing, and I call it the three steps. It is how to get into mind and heart coherence, because if you can self-regulate yourself, it empowers you so much, because a lot of times people think that they are victims to their own body, they're victims to their own minds, and by giving them a very simple tool that can show them that they're not victims of their mind, that they can bring themselves back. They can calm themselves. They can center themselves. They can bring peace inside of their own bodies by going over the process with them. That's the one thing, like, even if you don't end up being a client of mine, you are going to take away a skill that you can use the rest of your life.
Well, I love the way you say that. It just, you make it sound so simple, but I know there's a lot more to it than that. It's really not simple to change people's lives and to help turn them around. I know you are a trained, holistic, certified holistic coach, and when you say a mind-body practitioner, explain what that is. I'm not quite sure. Tell me.
So there are new sciences that have come about that recognize how our mind affects our physical health. And so one of the sciences is called psychoneuroimmunology. And psychoneuroimmunology is helping people understand how their thoughts and their feelings can affect their nervous system and the way that their body deals with foreign antigens. It affects their immune system, and it helps you understand how your thoughts can turn on or off the fight or flight system. And one of the things that happens is our body sends messages to us. And the way that it does that is where we feel different things. And those messages are letting us know when we have thoughts that are out of alignment with what is true. And when they are out of alignment, we'll end up with energy blockages in our body. And those energy blockages show up physically as ailments, as habits, as dis-ease, and even as cancer. And so by understanding what the message is and why the message is there, people can have a greater understanding of why their body has been the way that it is, why family members have been the way that they have been with their personalities, just on the type of symptoms that their body has shown. And there's so much science out there to help people understand these things. But it's one of the ways that I've seen transformations in physical health, and even with my own physical health and with my wife's. And so by allowing people the ability to have a greater understanding of what their body is telling them, they can make changes in their mindset that physically have changes in their body. And it's fascinating to see how it all works.
Well, you know, it must be very, very effective. Obviously, you've got great testimonials on your website. Let me give your website out. If anybody listening would like to get in touch with you, your website is lovingtransformation369.com. lovingtransformation369.com. I was going to ask you, how long do you typically work with clients before you get some results? But you point out on your website you have the 30-day transformation, where, as you say, experience a life-changing 30-day rapid transformation with your comprehensive program that takes a targeted approach to help you achieve quick and lasting results. So is that pretty typical, 30 days? Would that be right? Or sometimes longer?
Very much so. One of the things that I try to remind people is that change is not something that actually has to take a long time. Change is an instantaneous process of going from one thought to another thought, and that's all it is. And however long it takes for that thought to be accepted by you, that's your process. And so when a lot of times what I've seen is that sometimes just having a different perspective, a different way of seeing something, automatically will change someone's belief system. And once you change belief systems, that's a domino that knocks down so many others and has dramatic transformations that can happen so quickly. And so, like, I've had people have come and just sat down and just talked with myself and my wife at our home for maybe an hour. And immediately the next day, there are people in their lives that can notice a difference in their personality. That's how quickly it can happen.
Wow. I know you work with people. It doesn't matter where they are. You work with people in one-on-one sessions. You do Zoom sessions. You have group sessions as well. I love you point out in your one-on-one sessions, near as you come to the end of it, immerse yourself in healing energies and be sure to ask for a hug. They are quite healing by themselves.
Yes.
That's cute. That's really cute.
I've had such incredible responses to actually from when I give people physical hugs that I actually started taking notes on what people experience from them. So me saying like ask for a hug, that's a very real thing.
That's cute. That's really cute. Listen, I know, let me ask you to give, you have great testimonials. In your own thoughts, give me a couple of your, you know, success stories, examples of, you know, folks who've come to you and you've really helped turn their lives around. I'm sure you have many of them. You've got many of them listed here on your website. Tell me about one of your favorite success stories.
Ask me, Caitlin. She was someone that she did not believe in herself. She didn't really love herself. She thought she was too loud and too obnoxious. And just that she had all of these different just limiting beliefs and things that have been put onto her. And in the time that we have known one another, in the time that I have been helping her and mentoring her, I have seen her blossom so much. She has created this entire world as a writer now. And, you know, she was afraid of her own writing and didn't think that it was good enough. And this masterpiece that I've watched her build over time, and how much more loving she has become, and how loving her relationships are, and the amount of care and kindness that she shows to other people, the way that she has come up with a new business plan for preschools to where it was conscious preschools to where kids could learn how to self-regulate early. She was teaching the practices that I was teaching her and understanding how much that can help change a person's future. And just seeing what she has become in that time, it has been an absolute honor to be a part of that.
I gather she's a different person, a whole different person now. Is that right?
Very much so.
Well, you know, it's interesting because she wrote that she knows her life wouldn't be the same if the universe had not put you in her path. And she's honored to not only call you her spiritual counselor, but also her friend. So she has some really, really nice things to say about you. You know, if everybody at some point in their life, I know, gets, you know, they get down and they get upset with themselves and they're disappointed. And, you know, it's a time where they could use somebody like you to come help them. So I think it's great that you're out there. Obviously, you get great results. I want to point out you have this really remarkable website. There's a lot of stories there on that website. It's cool. LovingTransformation369.com is your website. And if people go there, they'll find out exactly how to get in touch with you and find out, you know, what you do, what life is all about when you're there to help them. Thank you very much. You're doing the right thing now. Obviously, you're very happy with what's going on in your life. Am I right?
Yes. My life is so much more than I ever thought it ever could be. So, yes, very much so.
Well, I know you went through you went through hell early in your life, and I'm so glad it's gotten to be much better now. Yeah, I've heard your stories about Oakland, and we all know about what it was like up there. In fact, still can be. Yeah. Anyway, thank you for taking the time to talk to us, Rashid. Rashid Coleman has been our guest. He's a certified holistic life coach who really believes in love. And this is a great week to talk about love, being Valentine's Week. So thank you for doing this at this time of the year, okay? Thank you, Rashid. Take care.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
Boy, do we ever. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Thank you, everybody. That's it for today. Bye for now.